Government researchers say they've made progress in developing a vaccine for the bird flu. The strain, now mainly carried by birds, has infected several dozen people in southern Asia over the past 2 years. And in past decades, some flu strains have mutated and killed millions of people, which adds to the importance of the work of Dr. John Traynor. He's a professor of medicine at the University of Rochester Medical Center, and he joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Can you just tell us what you found so far in testing the vaccine?
Well, these are very preliminary results, but what we've seen is that the vaccine does stimulate immunity in people that should protect them against the bird flu virus.
And you got volunteers to actually take this vaccine?
We did. We have healthy individuals who are helping us out by trying the vaccine, which is very similar to the regular flu shot. And they've allowed us to see that this special type of flu shot can provide some degree of protection against the bird flu virus.
I'm curious, in a situation like this, do you then have to expose your test subjects to the virus to see what happens to them?
No. Fortunately for flu, there are laboratory markers that are very good predictors of being protected against flu. So we're just looking for those laboratory markers of immunity in our volunteers.
Now, you mentioned that these are very preliminary results. We should mention another caveat here. This is to prevent, not treat, the bird flu. Wouldn't that somewhat limit its application in the event of a flu pandemic?
Well, that is an important distinction. There are other strategies available for treating the bird flu, the antiviral drug Tamiflu, which is taken by mouth. But like all vaccines, this strategy is designed to be taken before exposure to prevent the flu.
You'd have to give this to millions and millions of people to have a worldwide effect.
That's right. And that, like all flu vaccines, would be what we would try and do, is get people vaccinated before the bird flu virus really emerged to cause a worldwide epidemic.
Is it possible, do you think, to mass produce this vaccine in sufficient quantities to make a difference?
Well, that's certainly a challenge, no doubt about it, but I do think it's possible.
Now, it must be difficult to be in your position because you're working on a vaccine for this particular strain, but you're also chasing a virus that mutates, aren't you?
That's correct, and that is one of the difficulties that we face with all flu viruses. We have to change the regular flu vaccine every year because of those changes in the strains, and it may be that we will have to change the formulation of this vaccine at some point in the future if the bird flu virus also changes.
So what's next, Dr. Traynor?
Well, we need to, of course, finish the study that we're doing now and collect the information on all the subjects, but then we'll also be looking at the same vaccine in other populations, like the elderly and in children.
Oh, it might respond differently in different kinds of people.
Yes, absolutely. That is typical of vaccines generally, and we certainly need to know that about this vaccine.
Dr. John Traynor is a professor of medicine at the University of Rochester Medical Center. He has been testing a new vaccine for the bird flu. Dr. Traynor, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.